So welcome to the December 7th session of the board. We have open session, and then we're gonna go to closed session afterwards, so we're gonna handle some of the open session items first. And do you want me to read this?
Yes.
So I'm not technically the board president yet, because we haven't actually had elections of officers, but as Sylvia isn't here, then I'm acting as the president pro tem. So welcome to the Board of Trustees meeting. All meetings are open to the public, with the exception of closed session. Members of the audience who wish to address the board on any subject on tonight's agenda or during matters from the public are asked to complete speaker cards prior to addressing the board. Speakers are asked to come to the podium, state their name and affiliation to the district for the record, and limit their remarks to no more than 3 minutes, and a maximum of 15 minutes to each subject matter to be invoked at the discretion of the board. Yes, so the cards are over there. The public may also speak to the board on subjects not on tonight's agenda during matters from the public, providing the topic falls within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board. Remarks must be limited to no more than 3 minutes and a maximum of 15 minutes to each subject matter to be invoked at the discretion of the board. As an unagendized item, no response is required from the board or district staff and no action can be taken. However, the board may consider the item for a future meeting. Evergreen School District Board of Trustees meetings proceedings are auto-recorded. Auto recordings of the proceedings are posted on the district website at www.eesd.org under board meetings. Official minutes are written, recorded, and approved by the Board of Trustees. Approved official minutes are also posted on the district website under board meetings. So now we'll do the roll call. Should we do the roll call?
Yes.
Or should you want to induct the new members?
We'll
do the roll call first. Marissa Hansen? Marissa Hansen.
Yeah. Am I supposed to say here?
Yes. Here's good.
Just for the recording, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Audio
here.
Recording. Chris Corbis?
Here.
Jim Zito?
Present.
Lila Welch?
Present.
Bonnie Mace? And Kathy Gomez, superintendent, present. Flag salute.
Ready? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sometimes during our meetings, we have the kids come and they help us with the flag salute. So just to let the new members know.
So before we go to 2.1, there is someone who would like to speak to that item.
So I have Tammy Comptis. Welcome. Thank you. Good evening. I just want to say congratulations to both Marissa and Chris. Congratulations on your new appointment. I'm so happy that you guys are here and joining our school board, and look forward to getting to know both of you and working together with you. I believe the addition of you both, we have the opportunity to build a strong collaborative model between all the members of our Evergreen School family, or excuse me, school district family. Evergreen School District has been working to build a shared leadership model for the past few years. And for me, a shared leadership model includes not only our school board and administration, but teachers and all staff through Evergreen School District. I believe a great place to begin this collaborative shared leadership model would be in our search for the new superintendent. So I'm asking, as you begin your discussion around this and how it will look, that you please consider this. That teachers should be a part of the selection committee and allowed to share in the responsibility. Once again, congratulations to you both. And together, all of us can help to move Evergreen forward on behalf of the community that we serve. Congratulations and welcome. Thank you. So now we're going to do the organizational planner meeting, which you're all here to see. So the first is item 2.1, which is the receipt of the official certificate of election facts and request to fill vacant office by election for governing board members November 2018 election.
So the board members, the official results have been received by the district. They are loaded into board docs, correct, Johanna? The three who are sitting here were re-elected to the board. Congratulations to all of you. And Measure EE passed with over 70% support. Johanna, does this require action or is it just a...
Just that it's been acknowledged and received, yeah.
Perfect.
So we acknowledge that we have three governing board members who were elected in the last cycle and that the parcel tax has passed. Thank you so much for all of your help. Okay, item 2.2, oath of office for newly elected board members, and we're going to do it individually. So Christopher Corpus will come first. And Dan, are you going to take a picture for Charles?
Yes, I am too. So you have yours. On your phone. Can you do and my phone so we have backup?
No Bible, but I raise your right hand and repeat after me. Hi, state your name.
I, Christopher Corpus.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support
and defend.
And defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States.
To the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will well and faithfully discharge the duties.
Upon which I am about to enter.
Upon which. That's my weird language.
Yes.
Upon which I will.
I am about to enter. Awesome. Congratulations.
Wait. You need to sign.
I talked about this.
Oh, yeah.
That is your pin. It belongs to you now for the next decade or so.
And you have a signature you have to.
Yes, you
have to
sign.
So you sign this right here.
Yes, ma'am.
And then I'll sign after.
Yeah, I have dyslexia.
Just remember your name. That's fine.
And Johanna, will you fill in all these other?
Yes, I will take care of that. No worries.
Okay.
Marisa.
Thank you. Now we have Marisa Hansen.
To join me. In my district, we always pick someone to join us for support, so
yes.
Yeah, I
absolutely.
Wanted to invite Marilyn Connery.
Awesome. Okay, raise your right hand. I'm Marisa Hansen. Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear and affirm.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States.
To the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion. And that I will well and faithfully.
And that I will well and faithfully.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Upon which I am about to enter.
Upon which I am about to enter.
Congratulations.
Marisa, do you want to bring up your family and like you can take a picture of the
yeah.
whole family?
We'll try.
He's
ready to go home,
whatever. But
he's a little crabby. How about if I bring up my mom? That would be nice.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Radical
drive. I mean, I know.
A quick picture here.
Well,
gotcha.
And I chose Marilee because her husband and I worked really close together in the district.
Hunter. Look, hey, bye.
Oh, there you go. That's cute.
All right.
perfect. And Johanna's going to fill out the rest of this.
Thank you.
Bye.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States.
To the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully.
And that I will well and faithfully.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Upon which I am about to enter.
Upon which I am about to enter. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Slow, Jim, slow.
You don't realize it. She's getting a picture. Just
okay. Okay, just pretend. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, I'll fill out the rest.
Okay, thank you.
So much. All right.
Now we're on item 2.3, elect board officers and designate superintendent as secretary ex officio.
Motion.
Yep. Yep.
Sure. So. No, I meant make a motion.
Yeah.
Because
this is action, yeah.
Go ahead.
So I'll move that, as is customary, that Bobby Mace take over the role of president, that Leela Welsh takes over the role of vice president or president pro tem, and that I take the role of clerk.
Second?
Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor? Any opposed? No? Motion carries.
You also need to designate the secretary the superintendent as secretary ex officio.
I move that we designate the superintendent as secretary ex officio.
Do you want a second? Usually the board president doesn't do a motion or a second, just do it.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? And just to remind everyone that we say superintendent here to indicate whoever the superintendent is. We don't have a name associated with it. That's why it's a superintendent. Okay, all in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. And as you know, our protocol is usually to do a rotation. So we will do a rotation down the line, and the clerk is usually third and pro tem and then present. 2.4, determine date, time, and location of 2019 board meetings. Date, second Thursday of the month during the 2019 calendar year. Time of regular session, 6 o'clock, where the board will convene to closed session immediately after call to order. The board meeting will reconvene to regular session at 6:30. Location, district boardroom. Refer to future meeting agenda subject to change when applicable. So I think Johanna has the list of...
No, they're not here.
They're not here, but they're on the future meetings.
January 10th is right. The next
number,
one is January 10th.
Yeah. So it's agenda 3, agenda item 3.2, 3.1.
Okay. 2.5, designate Board of Trustees clerk to vote in the election for members of County Committee on School District Organization. We don't need an action. Do we need an action for the designation?
Yes.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
You have a second? Motion and second. Any discussion? Seeing none, vote. All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. 2.6, designate Board of Trustees clerk to be the ESD board representative to the Santa Clara County School Boards Association. So that's my organization, and normally the clerk is that. I am there, so if the clerk cannot attend, that's fine because I am there, but technically the clerk is the one who's the representative. So we have a motion. By Chris, second by Leela. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries 5-0. 2.7, approval amendment board bylaw 9110 terms of office pursuant to AB 2449 effective 1/1/19.
Okay, this is a new law that changes the date that new board members take their seat. Currently, it's the first Friday in December, which is why we're swearing you in today.
beginning in 2019, it'll be the second Friday in December. So it's a law, and we are just updating our board policy to reflect that change in law.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Do I have a second? Marisa seconded. Any discussion?
Just a note that,
Jim?
So for the next election cycle, the current board members will stay for that December meeting. And then, because the Friday, because that meeting's usually on
Second Thursday, yes.
So that means they'll be sworn in the day after that mm-hmm. December meeting.
Unless you make that meeting later.
Yep.
Right. That's the only difference.
Yep.
Other than that.
Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? 5-0, motion carries.
Okay.
And item 3 is are the future meetings. And so this is the opportunity for if any of you have any outstanding difficulties to just let us know now because we have standard meetings. But the future meetings will be December 13th, January 10th, February 14th, March 14th, and then so on and so on as we go through. And also we have, as you know, governance retreat scheduled for the
March 6th
and
7th.
Which will be done by Luann Rivera of CSBA for us. So that's another one.
Yeah.
Item 4 is closed session, so
that's it
for open.
So I want to thank you all for coming. We'll see you all next week on the 13th. Congratulations again.
One thing, anybody wants to address us in closed session, they can do that before.
Okay, so if anyone wants to address us in a closed session.
Mm-hmm. We don't have any speaker cards.